Blog Talk Radio.
I mean, as we're saying, always identify yourself. Give your name, area code, and city you're calling from. And remember, you have a maximum of 2 minutes to participate. We do welcome all of you from all around the world, all 100 million listeners plus. We are giving God the glory for being able to be heard in 194 countries, nations all over the world, and to God be the glory. I want to take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this, a man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. The man whom God has chosen for such a time as this to lead the world into billions of praise on a brand new spiritual awakening known as the Billion Praise Awakening, day and night on the Blog Talk Radio. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And God bless you, Dr. Hagen, and all of you all over the world. We want to greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I come to you as a lamb coming to you, shepherds all over the world and shepherdess. There's so many great people on this line, and I'm just so grateful to God that you've come and you have refused to allow the enemy to separate us any longer. They're coming from all denominations, and I want to thank you from all church affiliations, from all walks of life, and from all economic strata. Thank you. They're coming from Hollywood. I understand we have a large audience there, as well as all over in Africa and India and Russia and Afghanistan and England and Rome and Italy, all in those nations, as well as those cities. I just want to thank you. We started out with three, and God has taken us to 194 different nations now and over 100 million different listeners on the line. We give all the glory to God. Amen. All the glory to God. I want to thank you. We have had an all-night shut-in. My. It has been so rich. Oh, my God. I've been inspired so myself all night long. So many wonderful speakers. I believe, Ambassador Stern, you're going to have to come back and tell them all about it, because I know you took good notes. And I would like for you to do that for me, if you would. It's been so rich tonight in such an ultra-awesome way. And we just, I didn't go to sleep last night. Then I got up at 4 o'clock, got dressed, and drove over here to be with the mother to the nation, Mother Ellie Johnson. And I still don't feel sleepy. My God. Y'all have inspired me so. Oh, it was so good. So, so good. I just want you to know that we love you and we thank God for you. I want to announce a couple of things here, and then we'll move forward. I'm going to have a word of prayer. Let me do that first. Let me have a word of prayer, and we'll speak to the Lord, and then we're going to praise him a little more. And then I'll make some announcements, all right? Heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you for this all-night praise of you. We've been here all night long, and a shut-in with you is the best thing in the whole wide world. God, just to spend time with you like that, thank you for allowing us to come before you, and thank you for being in the midst of us. Oh, God, we know that you are here, and you have been here all night long, because you never sleep nor slumber. Every time we call you, you're always up. And you're always answering our prayer. What a marvelous Father you are. You're the best in the whole wide world. And all of us are so honored just to be called your child or your children. We appreciate you so much. Some time ago I said, Lord, if I could, you've been so good. If I could, I'd thank you 1,000 times. And the Holy Ghost came to me and said, why don't you? And I asked him, why don't I what? He said, why don't you thank God 1,000 times? God, you know that I did that night on that plane on my way back to Texas as we lived there. But then You have inspired me to lead people all over the world into thanking you 1,000 times. They're thanking you all over the world in Africa, India, Asia, everywhere I can name. But I'm asking you now something unusual. I know that there are so many millions who have started thanking you 1,000 times. But God, if you would increase it immensely, you would get more praise than the world has ever, ever known before. In the name of Jesus, thank you for giving us this new awakening where we have moved away from the give me, God, give me this mode. And now we have moved to the thank you mode. And God, it's our plans, God, if you help us to get you more praise than the world has ever seen before. And I just want you to know that we're doing it for your glory, for your honor. Amen. All the praise belongs to you. And God, I know that the enemy is so angry about it because he was up in heaven trying to stop what's going on right now, trying to tell him don't praise you. But God, you just dispatch your angels to defeat the devil. And Lord, thank you because he is a defeated foe. And not only are you getting as much praise, but you're getting more praise. And thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you for the beast around your throne, the four beasts that cry holy day and night, giving you praise that way. And we here in the States, as well as countries around the world, are crying thank you, giving you another type of praise. Oh, God, we love you. We're asking you this morning, as according to your word, that you would bless every person on this prayer line. All over the world, God, nobody could do it but you. You're the only one I know who can be in 1,000,000 places at the same time and handed out 1,000,000 blessings at the same time. I'm asking you to heal those who are sick, raise those who are down, deliver those who are incarcerated, unlawfully so and unjustly so. And I'm praying, God, that you lift every heavy burden and lighten every load. Make a way out of no way. I'm also praying, God, that you would give the people of God, I'm praying for those on this line, that you would give them great, great, great jobs and great, great, great paying jobs. That the wealth of the wicked that's been laid up for the just will come now. And that you will help your people to have this wealth that really belongs to them, that they may help you in your soon coming kingdom to underwrite the things on this earth that need to happen for Jesus to come back. Now, Lord, bless. In the name of Jesus, I ask you according to your word. Jesus, you said if we ask you anything in your name, you would do it, that the Father may be glorified. Then we're not asking amiss. We're asking for the glory of God. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless all of y'all. Good morning to you, everybody on this line. Good morning to you. And let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Everybody, speak to the Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. All of you. Come on. I'll wake up here and speak to the Lord. Let's try it again. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. And let's give him a praise for several minutes here. Give him some praise. If you know that he let your heart beat all night long, he let you breathe all night long, you didn't know nothing about it, some of you, because you were snoring and asleep. But he let you breathe all night long, and here you are awake. You owe him some more praise. When I say praise check, come on in and let's give him some praise. Everybody, from all over these areas. Let's give him some praise. Praise check right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. We praise
you.
Thank you.
Glory, Lord Jesus.
Open your mouth and praise him. Thank you, Lord. Give him glory. Give him praise. Give him honor.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
But this new awakening, this new awakening is calling people from all walks of life and from all denominations and church affiliations, and those who love God, some of them don't even go to church. You can't say that they really don't love God. They do pray. They believe in God. Amen. We're calling people who pray to the same God, Jehovah God, the one who made the heavens and the earth, and the ones who praise the same God. Now, if he's not your God, we're not calling you. But those who love God, I'm calling you to come together. And God said he's grieved. I said he said he's grieved. I was almost in tears as he talked to me. He said, I'm grieved. He said, my people have their priorities mixed up. He said, I'm the one who gave them everything. I'm the one who made them. What they have, I gave them. What they know, I taught them. Where they come from, I brought them. They wouldn't have a daughter if I didn't allow that daughter to come out of their womb successfully. They wouldn't have a son if I hadn't done the same. And yet, their blood is thicker than my son's blood, he said. See, they'll stop everything for their brother. They'll stop everything for their sister. But yet, when it comes to me, he said, their brother and their sister and other things are at the top of the list. And he said, but I'm way down at the bottom. And he said, it grieves me that they'll do everything that the devil says do. And when I speak to them, they ought to act like they got a deaf ear to me. He said, I'm going to turn my deaf ear to them. You watch and see. If your priorities have God at the bottom, you may go for a while. But after a while, God says, he's so grieved. He's tired of it now. He's tired. That your priorities are so mixed up that everything is more important than he is. He said this to me. He said, I want you to call my people to Kansas City for a come together. And he's given me a name for it now, Family and Friends Night for God. Oh, you know, we've had Family and Friends Night for your church, for Amazing Grace, for New Mount Carmel, for New Generation, and I can keep on naming. But he said, I want you to have a Family and Friends Night for God. Amen. Well, what do you have, a Family and Friends Night for God? We're going to pray together. We're going to praise him together. It's not going to be about what church you go to and all this. I tried to get a neutral place like the community center, but it was already booked. The Methodists are going to be in town, and I love the Methodists. They're great people. But we're going to have it at Amazing Grace, so forth. I want you to come here to Kansas City, and I want you to be a part of this. And if you come for God, then that means that he's going to take care of you. Just like if my brother was coming to town and I had invited him to come to town and he was coming, I would feel obligated to make sure everything is right and everything is set for him because he came at my invitation. God told me to tell you to come. That means he's going to take care of you. On the highway, he'll take care of you. If you even had a flat, guess what? He would send somebody to fix it for you. I guarantee you. Because that's the way he takes care of people. I can keep on naming things, but just know that he's going to take care of you. If you need some money to get here, tell God that you want to go for a sacrificial night for him and help celebrate him and see what he does. You get all the money in the whole wide world. Just tell him that you want to go for him and you want to be there. And tell him you don't have the money, and see what he does. Yeah, when you commit to coming for God, then he's obligated to take care of you. Amen. God bless all of you. That's September the 17th, and I want you to let me know that you're coming. All I want is a reservation. What does it cost, Dr. Johnson? Nothing. This is not about raising no money. Listen, read between the lines. Come for God, a Family and Friends Night for God. Not about money. If we have maybe an offering while y'all are here, it would be to undergird the expenses of all the utilities and stuff like that. But it's not about making no money. So I know everybody, that's the bottom line for most people. But no, there's no registration fee, no nothing. Just God said, just ask you to come. Won't you let me know you're coming and make a reservation of how many are coming with you? Because I want to try to take y'all out. This is on that Thursday, September 17th, Thursday night, one night. Not Friday night, not Saturday, no, Thursday night, one night. And come in kind of early if you can, because around 3 o'clock I plan to take y'all out to the Golden Buffet and feed you. Amen, no matter how many y'all are coming. And but I need to know. Say, don't show up and have four people with you and you haven't told me that you're bringing their five in your group. So call this number. I'm going to give you a number. Call this number and let me know that you're coming. All right? Here's the number. You ready? 913-766-1349. I'll again, maybe at the close of the time of the day. Get ready to take it and write pretty fast. All right? Also, I'm going to announce, don't forget about the youth prayer line tonight. And I'm asking all the parents, if you would urge your young people to be on the prayer line tonight. I want you to bring oil to the prayer line tonight, the youth prayer line for your children. Yeah. I'm going to anoint that oil. I want to pray over it, and I want to ask God to anoint it. And I want to ask God to anoint every drop of that oil. And then I want you to keep this oil and anoint your children with it. Not only tonight, but I want you to keep it and anoint them from time to time with this blessed oil. And I want to ask God to bless us all beyond compare. Those kids, those children that are making bad grades, I'm going to ask God to let the anointing get in their minds and help them to be able to receive everything that their teachers are putting out, and to make them smart. Amen. Any kids who have sicknesses, I'm going to ask God to let this anointing in this oil you might say, annihilate sicknesses and anything wrong with them. I'm going to ask God to allow this oil to have a protection level over it, to keep them from rapists, and they might be facing bullies on the playground. I'm asking God to let this oil protect them from bullies. It's going to be something phenomenal tonight, phenomenal. And I want to ask you, if you would, bring some oil. Parents, get your children on the prayer line. Grandmothers, get your children, your grandchildren on the prayer line. Pastors, tell your young people to be on the prayer line. Bring them. This is the same number that you're on right now. Dial this same number at 7 o'clock tonight. Is the youth prayer line. I want to ask you to bring that oil, if you would, and so we can bless the oil. Another thing, I want to ask you to bring some water. Yeah. This water may be for you, parents. Yeah, I'm going to ask you to put about 3 or 4 drops of that blessed oil after I bless it. Well, God's going to bless it, but I'm going to ask to bless it. But after the oil is blessed, we'll put it like that. I'm going to ask you to put 3 or 4 drops of oil in that water and drink it so it can go all through your system. Blessings of the Lord, make it rich and add it no sorrow with it. Who knows what the Lord may do? My God, please, Lord, don't let me act up here. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Who knows what that oil may do in the name of Jesus. So, again, that's tonight, 7 o'clock. Then I want to pray for the young people also as they this is the first part of their school year. I want to pray for them in that way. So I'm going to do a special prayer tonight. All right? May the Lord bless all of you real, real good. And we look forward for you coming to the prayer line tonight at 7 o'clock. Those who can, stay with me. We'll get a little rest and come back at 9 o'clock after the prayer, the youth prayer line, 9 o'clock. We do the blog line where we thank God 1,000 times a night. And collectively, you know, as people come together all over the world, there are around 4 billion praises going up now a night. So like shouting. I feel like running down the hallway. One day, something funny for you. I told my mother, I said, Mama, get up and run down the hallway and tell the Lord thank you. She's 95 years old. And guess what she said? You do it for me. So I will tell you, we might get up and run down the hallway tonight and give God praise and give him honor and thank him for what he's done for all of us. Amen. Don't forget tonight. The youth prayer line is 7 o'clock, and then 9 o'clock is the blog where we give God a 1,000 thank yous. It's simple. You can do it in about 15, 20 minutes. We're going to get up and walk around our houses, and we're also going to ask God to protect our homes and plead the blood of Jesus all through the house. Amen. This is necessary. We love you now. Let me get a couple, two or three, maybe four or five praise reports about last night, all night prayer shut in. Who was inspired? Ambassador Stern, are you there? You always keep good notes. Amen.
Sir, I'm here. Yes, sir.
You always keep good notes. Just give us a highlight of what happened, and then we'll get a few others. No, I tell you what, I want you to pull up the rear because I know you got some good notes on what happened. Just let me get two or three more, and then you pull up the rear for us.
Amen.
Somebody want to praise. All right, the line
good
is
morning.
Open.
Good morning to everyone. Last night was awesome. Seems like each time we do the overnight, the shut-ins, it gets better and better, and I was really, really inspired by everything I heard last night. God bless everyone. Have a fantastic day.
Now, y'all know who that was. That's Ambassador Betty Johnson, the first lady of this prayer line.
Bad.
And she was so inspired. Let me tell you something. That's phenomenal. She's a woman of a few words most of the time, but when she jumps in like that, her words are kind of like a huge, huge, huge impact. And she said that it was awesome last night. Thank you so much, Lady Betty. All right, Ambassador. Anybody else want to have a word? You were inspired last night.
Pfeiffer here. God bless you, and good morning to First Fruit Prayer Line and the all-night revivalist. Amen. What a time, what a time, what a time. When we all got together, what a time we had. Thanking God for everyone. Just want to give a shout out to the last ones that spoke. I don't believe I had that opportunity yet, but Mother Wilson and Evangelist Ann Johnson, what a wonderful, wonderful job. Amen. You all brought up the rear and closed it out and did an awesome job talking about the goodness of God and the miracles of God. And God is yet working miracles, and we're praising him right now for this all-night revival that God is just blessing. And as Ambassador Betty said, it seems like every time it just gets better and better. And it was so anointed on last night. It was just hard. Couldn't go to sleep on it because you were afraid you would miss something. Just to hear everyone and pray.
A word of encouragement. So I praise God for her, and I just praise God because Prophetess Baker, she just followed right on, giving the word of God and exhortation, and you know all we have to do is just receive it. And she just said so many good things, so I received it. And then Ambassador Frierson and Woods, I just praise God for what they came together. Boy, were they working as a team. And I praise the Lord for that. It was just so good. And I just thank God for Dr. Sharon Darden. She delivered the word of God. All the things that I heard, I took in. And I praise God for that. Ambassador, I am just so grateful that the Lord gave you this vision. Truly, I'm grateful that you answered the call. It's been so good, so good. And I just thank God for everyone. Continue to have a blessed day on today. I love you all.
God bless you. We'll take one more before Ambassador Stern gives us a recap of last night. One more. Anybody else?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
This is my first time hearing that blog on the prayer line. Shut in.
Uh-huh.
pray for me. It ain't been long ago. But I really did enjoy it. And I mean, it enlightened me a whole lot. And I just thank God for letting me to hear it last night.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. All right. Ambassador Stern is in your hands.
Well, praise the Lord. I certainly want to address, amen, my chief ambassador this morning. Amen. If I was before you, in the presence of you, I would be like entering into the king's palace. Amen. I would be looking for the scepter to be pulled out for me to come in. Praise the Lord, because it's really worth an honor. Amen. And chief ambassador, we really don't know what God does when he say eyes have not seen and ears have not heard what the goodness of the Lord has in store for those who walk upright. And when we take the clarion call of the Lord, amen, praise the Lord, it goes deeper and wider than what our little minds can imagine where it will go. He gives you a little glimpse of what is going on, but he takes it from there. Amen. Praise the Lord. He just lets you know a little of what he wants you to do. And as he unfolds everything that is going on with the First Fruit prayer line, and I'm sure, amen, it amazes all of us and you as well, because he won't tell you everything. He just tells you to follow him. Amen. As he gives you what you want, what he wants you to do. And I thank God that I was counted as one in the number. Amen. And I tell you, this history for me on this night, amen, this has really been a blessing unto me and all of the saints of God, amen, that join, and even those that was not on the line. There are potential ambassador elects that are yet, amen, that is going to be a part of this great army that you have been sharing with us about the vision, about the big arena. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it's already big. Amen. The space is already big because it's unfolding it as it goes along. So I just want to just thank God again for all of us make up the jewels that is in this beautiful, amen, bowl of fruit. Amen. So I just want to just a little highlights. Everyone has spoken and everyone has, amen, shared how great it was. Amen. And it was greater than great. Amen. It's a word out there that we don't even know what it is yet, because it's greater than great. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe you have taught us so many things. Amen. As we've been on the First Fruit prayer line, and you always say that we can't call we don't put God in the same boat with the others. Amen. He's greater than what it ever is. Amen. And so I just honor him this morning, and I do thank the Lord, amen, for having the ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say unto the body of Christ all night long. We started out, amen, and this was an unusual 9 p.m. Every night at 9 p.m., it is the blog line, but this time we came in on 10. Amen. Praise the Lord. The anointing had already embraced, amen, the night for us, had already sealed its authority and its anointing for us. We started out real strong on thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I know sometimes our chiefs say we give them 1,000+ and everything, but as I've been going through this, we can't even imagine. Oh my God, we've been given. We can't, we don't even know. Amen. We don't even know, amen, how far and how many thank you, Jesus, have touch the pearly gates. Amen. But we thank God for what we do know that we have done. A thousand thank you praises, and thank you, Chief Ambassador. And it was more befitting that you led us into that. Amen. Because you are the visionary, and we thank God for that. And then 9:30, we started off, amen. I believe one of the saints said last night that this I tell you, can't nobody take a time with Ambassador Stiff. Amen. She got it all by herself. I wouldn't even try to ask her to do it with you. Amen. Because she's a rush hour there. Amen. You got to get out of her way. And I thank God for Ambassador. Amen. Stiff, she started out, amen, 7 reasons why our prayers are being hindered. And it was so many good seeds. She said 7, but I guarantee you it was every bit of 100 by the time she finished. Amen. Thank God for that, and still some more. And that's a blessing to know. I just want to say, Chief Ambassador, and to First Fruit Prayer Line, you have all of the 5-fold ministries on this line, double and tripled. Amen. You don't have to look for it. It's already here. The gift of God. Amen. I got a message out of this whole night. I have to minister this weekend. And what I had is in the background now, because God brought forth something else fresh from me that I had not heard before. And then we had our third speaker, and that was at the she was Ambassador of Stiff was at 9:30, and then at 10 o'clock, that I consider that the third person coming forth, and that was Ambassador Elect Hendricks. Oh my God. You could tell she was a school teacher, because she, oh my God, she didn't even have to have a subject. She didn't even have to have a notice. I'm out, no breaths taken. Amen. I guess that's that Georgia spirit in her, but we certainly want to exhort her again this morning. Amen. That she just really ministered words of blessings. I felt that was just blessings all over us. Everything that God had placed in her spirit from the time she was saved, it just rolled, and we certainly enjoyed that beautiful gift that blessed us on last night. Amen. And then at 10:30, amen, our fourth speaker was, amen, Ambassador-elect Sister Geraldine Garnett, and then Ambassador-elect Mother Digby. And I these beautiful saints of God, amen, they went forth in God like never before. I got all the scriptures and everything, but I just want to just give just a little brief on each one to just encourage them, to let you know to keep doing what you're doing. We have mothers on the line, amen. We have ministers, pastors, amen, teachers, oh my God, and they really, really, amen, put it together. And by that time, I knew everybody had done their homework. Thank God I was down a little later. I had a chance to repent and ask the Lord to help me. Amen. Because I should have been first, and then I wouldn't have had to worry about it. But I tell you, they did more than enough in their homework, and we enjoyed it. And then at 11 o'clock, amen, our four speakers, amen, praise the young lady, amen, missionary Renata Jones. I tell you, she gave some things. Actually, she just openly exposed the enemy and got all of that residue off of her and got a fresh anointing and just shared with us out of the word of God, amen, out of Jeremiah. She knew that the Lord had a plan and a path for her, amen, came from Ephesians, amen, praise the Lord. And I just really enjoyed the humility in her, amen. You can learn from anybody and everybody, and I just thank God that the spirit of humility is definitely upon her, and we all Georgia, amen, missionary Renata Jones, so very much. Stay encouraged, woman of God, and don't come down off the wall, amen. And then at 11:30, amen, our fifth, amen, speakers were Ambassador-elect Deborah Johnson from Texas, and then we had missionary, amen, Jeanette Murphy, and I tell you, they wore us out, amen. Ambassador-elect Johnson came with being hungry. Oh, my God, and how to get full, amen. It's one thing of being hungry, but do you know how to get full, amen. And she ministered to us and brought that word to us, and then missionary Murphy, amen, came forth and, my God, and just put the icing on the cake. And by that time, we had to take a praise break and a prayer break. Amen. Those two women, amen, know how it feels to have, amen, sickness in the house and children that needs prayer. And we stopped and prayed for them, and the anointing, amen,